This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, does mass transit get easier if we can dig tunnels quicker and cheaper? That's one of the bets behind Tesla CEO Elon Musk's side venture, the Boring Company. Haha, boring, uninteresting, but boring as in digging through rock. This new prototype tunnel in the L.A. suburb of Hawthorne is part of a grand plan to get people out of what Musk calls soul-destroying traffic, not just in L.A., but maybe in Chicago, D.C., and beyond. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Filmmaker Brandon Ruckdashel is a big fan of Elon Musk. He sees him as a visionary innovator who found success against all odds in the electric car and private space industries. So when he heard Musk was throwing his energy into busting gridlock, he got pretty excited.
I think it's great. They're offering a different way of looking at things.
Ruckdashel bought half a dozen hats with the Boring Company logo on them, and he's scheming to make a trip from New York to L.A. to try out the tunnel.
Heck yeah. I'm not scared.
The idea to move people and cars underground is hardly new. It's just expensive. Musk says he can make the process much cheaper with smaller tunnels and faster boring machines.
He very well might be able to.
James Moore is a professor of civil engineering at the University of Southern California.
But that's not what would solve the problem of how to dig these tunnels.
Moore says there are bigger challenges to building large infrastructure in cities.
The questions here that are most relevant are institutional.
California requires a really in-depth environmental review that can take years and cost millions, and the process can get bogged down by lawsuits. Musk has already gotten a taste of that. He canceled another proposed test tunnel on the west side of L.A. after local residents sued. And then there are property rights. Landowners have to give permission or be forced through eminent domain to allow tunneling beneath them. Even if the Boring Company clears those hurdles, there's no guarantee tunnels will provide the traffic relief Musk has promised. Juan Matute teaches at UCLA's Institute of Transportation Studies.
It's hard to pinpoint an example of an engineering solution that has done something to actually reduce traffic congestion.
Matute says innovations from streetcars to freeways have done little to reduce urban congestion. The easier you make it to travel through a city, the more people will do it. He says it's a well-studied phenomenon called induced demand.
If you build it, they will come.
The principle won't apply underground, Musk argues, because there's no limit on space, so tunnels could be 100 lanes wide. But that kind of negates the whole smaller, cheaper tunnel deal. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.